This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We have a special guest, Michael.
Yeah, well, this is a guy who, we're just playing Renegade by Jay-Z and Eminem to enter him. He is a renegade. That's the name of his company. And what Wesley Palmisano is trying to do, and I'll let him tell you in his own words, I think is totally revolutionize the construction industry, which is one of the only industries that has actually become less productive over the past two decades. I think it's his goal to show it can be done better through vertical integration and create better products, innovative products at lower cost. And his new move to his new facility over on LNA, over in Metairie, and Jefferson, rather, is part of that move, his new campus. So here's Wesley Palmisano to tell you all about the future.
I've known Wes for a number of years, and I'm really excited about having you on the show, Wes, this morning, and want to just say congratulations to the growth of your company. You know, what's interesting, Wes, is that you've been one of the few that has pulled off name changes fairly well for your company over this short period of time. Is this your second or third name?
Yeah, it's certainly been an interesting part of the journey, and thank you for having me. We have changed names and actually merged some brands together is the honest story behind the scenes that, you know, we started out with a family name construction company, Palmisano, and realized pretty quickly that we were innovative and challenging the status quo in the industry, and it didn't feel quite right for our brand and who we were as an organization to be, like everyone else, named after the last name of the founder. And so we decided to make a shift, and at that time, we were operating actually as multiple brands for a period of time in somewhat of a house of brands approach, and then ultimately in 2024, consolidated, which is part of the story of the move to the new headquarters that I know we're going to talk about today and get into. And part of that story was this idea of one team, one mission, and integrating everyone underneath the Renegade brand that actually has been with us since 2018 and was a big part of our organization and our growth strategy over the last 5 years or so. And the conversation with the team evolved into, let's just combine everyone underneath one umbrella rather than operating as three separate organizations.
So tell us about this new campus, 14 acres, 150,000 square feet of built space, and a 30,000 square foot office building in Metairie now in Jefferson Parish. It was just recently announced, and congratulations for that as well.
Yeah, thank you. The move into our new headquarters really was born out of the next phase of our business plan. So we were 10 years in business. We were founded here locally in 2013. We're a startup story, and we spent 10 years really solidifying our ability to execute work and to be a player in the local industry. And that first 10 years, we incubated and grew multiple different lines of business. And then in 2023, had a record year and certainly an amazing success story, and our team has been remarkable and resilient. Their ability to continue to execute through all the different challenges that have been thrown our way over the course of that first 10 years. And then at our 10-year anniversary, record year, and we were listed on the ENR 400 was certainly a proud moment for the team of being one of the leaders in the in not only the local market, but the nation in the construction services arena. And that caused us to pause and put together a new strategic plan. So 2024, we viewed as an organization a transitional year where we spent our first 10 solidifying our presence as a business. 2024 was dialing into where we're headed and then rolling out a new plan, which is our next 10 years of 25 to 35. And that transitional year, we, I mentioned briefly a minute ago, decided to consolidate underneath the Renegade brand. We also decided that we could accelerate the pace of our transition if we were to co-locate on one campus. So that was really the driver of why we pursued what we did. We had an amazing office on Chapultepec in New Orleans. And certainly for us, you know, I'm born and raised here and consider myself a New Orleanian, regardless of parish lines. And so we looked for somewhere where we could actually bring together the future vision for the business in one place. And it honestly is hard to come by within the greater New Orleans area, a 14-acre site that you can do what we ultimately did here. And so it was a unique opportunity in the LeBar Business Park to move our team to a little bit more of an industrial environment rather than being downtown, which the reason we came to the industrial environment is that we believe the future of the industry and our ability to challenge the status quo and revolutionize how we build things, which is our core purpose, is tied directly to what we're able to incubate in this facility. So we're leaning heavily into prefabrication. We also have a big training center component here. And, you know, those pieces and elements are tied back to that core purpose. And when we say we're going to revolutionize how we build, it's not, you know, of course, the first thing that comes to mind is the construction project. But, you know, we really mean by that is not only the project, but the people in the business and how are we accelerating the pace of their growth as leaders, the broader community, and, you know, through our foundation, the charitable work that we do in the community. And so we look at the word build very broadly in influencing outcomes in a variety of different ways and not necessarily just the physical construction project.
You know, it's interesting, for a couple of decades now, it's really been more about decentralization as opposed to centralization, right? And it's so what kind of what piqued your curiosity about going down this path? I mean, you were somewhat decentralized before. And just, you know, going hardcore into centralization of this one compound.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great point. And, you know, I think maybe that's part of our core ethos of being renegades and challenging the status quo, that our industry for a period of time now has gone down this road of more trade partners, more subcontracting, you know, being highly specialized in one specific area of business. But if you look back in history, there were times certainly where the idea of being what we classify internally as being a true builder and being able to bring a different value to the equation through vertical integration and unlock key pieces of value by doing that and eliminating some inefficiencies maybe that aren't inherent in the typical process today is one of the things that, even though it's not necessarily a new or novel idea, we feel like is a little bit of being renegades and challenging the status quo of the way that things have been done in recent history. And so we certainly have leaned heavily into that. And this consolidation and this one team, one mission is one of the key themes in our business right now, you know, and was tied to rebrand as well as campus relocation, that, you know, we're all pushing the same direction and working together to move the needle on how projects get delivered for the construction industry.
You were able to pull this off in a relatively short period of time. So I got to imagine there were folks helping you, like parish government and others. What was that process like for you?
Yeah, the collaboration that we experienced with all different levels of government, you know, we worked with the LED, with Geno Inc. and Michael's organization, we worked with JEDCO, since we are located in Jefferson Parish, and then of course Jefferson Parish as well, and the level of cooperation and collaboration that we received from every aspect of the process was amazing. And we tried to pull off something here just triggered by the fact that we wanted to make this transition for the business in 2024. So when we decided to do this, we actually didn't close on the property until March of 24, and then started design and conversations about what we wanted to do at that point, but really didn't get started on the work until the summer. And so in an expedited schedule, and the construction work was actually done in about 5 months, which was a
wow,
extremely fast pace for the size and quality of the facility that we delivered. It was remarkable what our team was able to pull off. But of course, that wasn't without a lot of help and collaboration from the public officials and the economic development organizations that helped us facilitate everything that we made happen, including things, you know, even down to the level of being able to expedite permitting and push permits through and, you know, break the project into parts and pieces from a design perspective so we could accelerate the pace of certain items while we were still designing and working on others. And we deployed our prefabrication capacity on this project. So that was a big part of the strategy as well. A lot of the elements of this project were being built in the shop environment while we were working on other elements. And, you know, key prefabricated elements were structure, skin, and then the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing systems. And so we were able to bring together a prefabricated kit of parts here that accelerated the pace of the schedule and took what would ordinarily be at least a 12-month project, given the size and magnitude of what we did here, in 5 months.
If you would, you know, prefabrication has been around for, it's been thought about for a long time. I don't know that it's really been vertically integrated in a bunch of different companies successfully. In some areas of the country, it has happened. I'm not so certain it's happened here. Is there like a generally accepted difference in cost structure? I've been told that the delta can be well into the double digits of having prefab structures built as opposed to on-site construction.
Yeah, we believe there are tremendous benefits in doing it, and you're completely right that it has not been done at scale in many instances, certainly in our region, but you know, more nationally. The best examples of prefabrication done at scale actually are in Europe. And that's something that we've studied a lot for a variety of different reasons. There are actually some major failures that have taken place in the U.S. over the last 5 or 10 years where people have attempted to do it and it didn't necessarily pan out the way they had hoped. And so it's definitely a high-risk venture and something that we have studied and continue to study and try to learn from the past and some of the other organizations that have attempted it. And the vertical integration that you've mentioned is certainly one of the things that we've identified as a key, because without vertical integration, you're left beholden to other stakeholders and other people who may not necessarily be focused on the efficiency that's required to fabricate a component part at scale. And so the efficiency is then tied directly to your ability to not customize too much, you know, limit the level of customization, and then to have repeatable parts that can be applied to a variety of different projects. And so, you know, I guess I'm going to get a little bit technical here, but you have what's called volumetric modular versus non-volumetric. And volumetric means the boxes, you know, so a lot of times you'll see structures built where people are stacking boxes up to build a larger building. And I think that's what most people think of when you think of prefabrication is the box methodology. That one is one that we don't really prescribe to. We'd rather non-volumetric means component kit of parts, and you're assembling those parts. You're able to flat pack and ship them, and shipping is significantly more efficient. And then you're able to take those repeatable parts and assemble them in different configurations that do give you some level of customization that's not available to you when you're trying to do it with boxes.
It's just finding that optimum dimension of that, that can be reused over and over and over again. When you're talking about cubic volume, you know that you're going to have that repetitive nature exist, right?
Right. Yeah. And so ours is I mentioned some of the key components, but
Let me interrupt you. I'm sorry. Let's get to a break because I want to talk about the Renegade Academy because I think this is groundbreaking as well when you think about this culture and this mindset and this ideology that you're actually developing inside of your company. We'll be right back with Wes Palmisano, the founder and CEO of Renegade, a local construction and design leader. Stay with us.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc., as well as Wes Palmisano, founder and CEO of Renegade, a local construction company and design leader, just moved their corporate headquarters to LeBar Business Park in Jefferson Parish. Wes, one of the things that you have done is you've set up the Renegade Academy and in order to develop kind of a pipeline for your company in creating skilled workers, not only for your company, but for the community at large. Tell us about that.
Renegade Academy has been a core part of our continued growth, and we wanted to reinvest in that, given the future trajectory of where we're headed over the next 10 years. And you know, with our mission to build better leaders in the industry, we recognized back in 2018 when we started on this journey is that the typical supervisor in the construction industry doesn't receive a ton of leadership training. It tends to be on the job, as was typical in the construction industry, and they don't receive formal leadership training, but at the same time, they're expected to manage over the course of their career hundreds of millions of dollars of work, you know, especially at the scale that we operate. And so you have people that are not getting formal leadership skills training. So our mission with Renegade Academy is not necessarily focused on, and we do some skills-based training, but it's not usually and primarily focused on just the technical skills. It actually focuses a little bit more on soft skills and leadership abilities. And so as part of our corporate headquarters, we decided to build a 25,000 square foot training center that offers a variety of different training for all different types of roles and positions, with the goal that everyone is growing in their ability to be a leader. And that's something that initially we're incubating and focusing on our organization. But over time, we actually expect that to open up to other organizations and to have that program play a role in moving the industry forward. You know, if we can be part of a movement that helps advance the broader industry, that also aligns with our mission. And so that academy and the commitment that we made by investing in this training center is part of our strategic plan for the next 10 years.
Absolutely. I love that. That really exciting, and best of luck to you. Congratulations to you and all the members of your company that I know are working hard each and every day. And we appreciate you coming on with us today as well. Michael, final thoughts?
No, great job, Wes. And look, I actually applied to the Renegade Academy and was rejected, which I think speaks to the quality standards that Wes is inculcating in his company. And so I applaud him for that.
He is very insightful, for sure. No doubt about it.
I'm going to have to look into that application, Michael, and see if we can pull some strings and get you in.
Hey,
yeah, if you know
good luck.
No, look, Wes is, you know, we talked about Pan American Life. Wes is building one of the next great regional companies, and it's going to impact lives, not just in his company and the industry, but throughout the region and state. So I congratulate Wes and his entire team.
And Wes, good luck managing the relationship with Michael Heck. We wish you the best on that front as well.
All right.
Have a great Mardi Gras.
Have
a great Mardi Gras season as well. Wes Palmisano, founder and CEO of Renegade, a local construction design leader. And Michael, as always, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Have a great Mardi Gras.
Thanks, Noel. Have a great ride. Take
care. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.